Hello and welcome to our next episode of the Strong Girl podcast, where we provide super simple tips and strategies for women of all ages and walks of life to take back control of their health, their fitness, and their happiness so that they lead more fulfilled lives. I'm your host, Sarah Conlon from Strong Girls Club, and I would like to welcome you all to our next episode. Thank you for joining me. I'm so thrilled that you've decided to listen to the next 20 minutes of what I have to say. So today, what I want to speak to is talking about creating calm in the chaos. So what do I mean by that? So I want to talk about how do you continue to be a sensitive soul in such a harsh world that we live in from 2020 during COVID. There has been so much up and down. I work with so many women on a daily basis. And what I see is that as humans, we all go through the same emotions. We all experience very similar stuff, even though each of our experiences is going to be unique and individual to us. I think that also being a business owner, being someone who has ADHD, being someone who also has anxious tendencies, who sometimes overthinks or overdramatizes situations, I think that I have strategies that work for me, and I would really like to share them with everyone else, because I think that as we get into it, as we, go deeper into this COVID new world that we're living in, things are seemingly getting harder for us rather than easier. So that's what I want to discuss with everyone today, is how do we create more calm in the chaos? So how do we create a calmer internal environment that's nicer for ourselves so that we can still live happy, fulfilled lives, even though our outside world is a bit chaotic? Because life will get hard. It might be amazing for you right now, and that's fantastic, but from experience, we go through these ups and downs, and it just seems to be that's life, right? So life is always going to throw things at us, challenging situations, and that is going to force us to make decisions and potentially grow as individuals. So what I want to discuss today is how do we build that resilience? How can we shift our mindset so that those chaotic experiences seem a little bit more, easier to deal with? And what are the strategies that we can use to tap back in to, our parasympathetic nervous system, our rest and digest? How can we calm down so that we're not pumping so much stress hormone through our body, so that mentally and physically we feel more at ease, even when shit gets hard? Because for me, the last 6 months, the last 2 years has been really, really challenging. And I think it's naive to say that, I can act like it's all okay. But behind closed doors, it's not been okay. But I've learned to deal, strategies to deal with life being hard, because I choose to be a business owner. I'm not playing the victim in any of this. I choose my own destiny. I choose the way that I react to situations. I choose, to some extent, what situations I put myself in. And being a business owner, it means that I've had to develop a thicker skin. And that's been hard. This stuff isn't easy. And I think remembering that these emotions, we need to feel our emotions. We can't push them to the side. We can't not deal with them, because at some stage they're going to come back and bite us in the ass, and they're going to force us to deal with them. That's one thing that I've learned, is that the more you try and ignore your emotions, the more vengeance they're going to come back with, and you're going to lose the plot in over something that's really small and really embarrassing, because it might be in public, and just losing it over something that's, spilled milk. But really, it's those emotions that you've been ignoring for such a long time that come to the surface, and then they come and kick your ass. So it's really important, first of all, that we acknowledge what we're feeling. that's probably one of the biggest lessons I've had over the last 2-3 years, is to first acknowledge what I'm feeling and to slow down so that I can actually start to feel my feelings. And then that gives me more clarity in what I'm feeling, why I'm feeling, and then how I can tackle the situation. So we're talking about creating calm in the chaos. It's a very human, I think it's a very, very human experience. We're all going to experience times of chaos. You know, life's never going to be easy. If we choose to work for people, that's not going to be easy. If we choose to work for ourselves, that's not going to be easy. You know, if we choose to exercise and go down a healthy lifestyle and be proactive about our health, that's not going to be easy. That's also challenging. But then if we decide to ignore our health, that's also going to be challenging and not easy. So there it is. We don't have any options, right? So again, how do we be a sensitive soul in a harsh world? You know, being sensitive and being in touch with our emotions is not weak, not at all. So the first thing I want to talk about is building resilience by doing hard things. So often we are faced with many decisions in our life. We can do the easy thing or we can do the hard thing. And often it's the hard thing that is the right thing to do. Let me say that again. Build resilience by doing the hard things, not the easy things. Often we'll be faced with hard things. We can take the easy option, which might be the easy option right now, but not in the future. Or we can do the hard thing, which will not be easy in the short term, but will be the right and easy thing to do long term. So building resilience, we can do this by a certain number of ways. Now, the way that I've chosen to build resilience is not to chase out hard situations, but by being a business owner, I'm going to come up against lots and lots of challenging situations. And that's one way I've chosen for myself to build resilience so that I can handle hard situations and they not, for the, those hard situations to not seem so hard, because I've built up that resilience. Now, I like to train and challenge myself by moving my body, by challenging my body, by staying in a routine, by doing things that aren't comfortable, by being consistent even when I don't want to be. This is how I build mental and physical resilience. Because being physically strong also in turn will help to build your mental resilience, to help make you mentally strong. Why? Because when you can do things that you say you're going to do, when you can stick to your word, when you can start to trust yourself, that's going to help to build mental resilience. Mental resilience can be made in the gym, because when you're lifting heavy weights, when you're challenging your body, you're also challenging your mind. Because remember, your mind is the bit you need to convince. Your body can do anything. Your body's actually much more capable than you give it credit for. It's just that our mind is our limiting factor. So when we're in the gym and we're challenging ourselves, we're challenging our mind to keep going. We're like, this is okay. We are safe. We can keep doing this. And we're going to be stronger. So it's such a multifaceted thing to create mental resilience. And this is why you see so many CEOs that are fitness freaks, right? Because like a lot of high powered people, the way they deal with stress and the way that they cultivate this mental resilience is by doing physically hard things, which is really, really cool. So, I don't have any books that I've read, you know, David Goggins, go and look at, he ran, I don't know how many marathons in how many days after being massively morbidly obese and wanted to get into the army. Like there are so many examples, you know, obviously they're like quite extreme examples, but building mental resilience by doing hard things. And often the right thing to do is the hard thing to do. When we take the easy option, often that's like, it's easy right now, but it's not going to be a long-term solution. So it's that instant gratification, right? Like easy things are often the instant gratification, that long-term is not the path you want to take. So unfortunately, like, and you know deep down what the right thing to do is, and often that's the hard thing. So it's just choosing that way, even though it might be uncomfortable. And remember, your mind and your body, the job of your mind and your body is to protect you, is to keep you safe. So when you are uncomfortable, your mind and your body is trying to keep you safe. However, it's just holding you back. But that's, you know, having an understanding that when you feel uncomfortable, you're in the right direction, you're doing the right thing. And then that also feeds into my next point, which is mindset. Because I think when we start to understand that the uncomfortable thing, stepping outside of your comfort zone, when you can start to talk to yourself and be like, hey, I know this is uncomfortable, but we're safe. Like, reassure yourself, like, yes, I'm stepping into a situation that I've never done before, and that makes me feel uncomfortable because the role of my mind and my body is to keep me safe, and I'm doing something that I don't know what will happen. Like, to reassure yourself and be like, this is important to me, I'm going to do it. Like, what strategies do I have to support me? Then that's how we can build that resilience. And just stay with me, that's how we're going to create calm in the chaos. So mindset. We've talked about building resilience, number one. Now we're talking about mindset, number two. So it's about thinking a few different things. Now, I said at the beginning that I am an overthinker. I'm an over-dramatizing type of person with anxious tendencies. I've been told throughout my whole life that I'm just an anxious person. And I've also been told that it's because my mum and my grandma are anxious people. Look, that's a story that I've been told by numerous family members, which it might be true, sure, but I can also take responsibility for that, and I can also take action so that I can be a less anxious person. You know, so yes, anxiety is real. And yes, depression is real. Yes, mental health is real, you know, but we can take steps or actions to help support ourselves so that it lessens the impact or the effect of these things, right? These are all very, very human emotions. And I think we all experience them from time to time at varying levels, right? In saying that, if you are suffering, if you are severely depressed, if you are feeling really anxious, go and talk to someone. There are so many options available to you. Be proactive. Even though I know it's the worst time, you know, when you're in that space, you don't want to be proactive. But reaching out and just talking to one person can make a hell of a difference. So, mindset, thinking that every experience we have is a lesson. So every experience that we have with another human, with a group of humans, in a business context, in a personal context, every experience is a lesson. It might not be a positive, you know, it might not be a positive experience, it might not be a negative experience, but everything that we experience is a lesson that we can learn something from. There's always something to learn from interactions with other human beings, in work environments, etc. There's always something to learn. So it's always about thinking about what is the lesson here? What am I learning? Now, mindset, thinking about what you're grateful for every day and cultivating a mindset of gratitude is extremely powerful because it helps you to see the silver lining of everything. I started doing this when I was working full-time for a government agency. I did not like, you know, I didn't like the place I was working in. I didn't gel with the people I was working with. I didn't feel fulfilled as an individual. It was a really hard time for me because I was doing something to get money, but I didn't like what I was doing. It was just, you know, so this was probably about 5 years ago. And I started journaling and I started writing out my gratitudes every morning. So I would get to the office 30 minutes earlier than everyone else. And then I would journal or I'd write down my gratitudes. And that helped me survive. Like, and that is also a mindset, because when we start to look for the good, even when there's so much shit happening around us, then it makes it easier to handle, you know, all the hard stuff. Because there's always good. You know, this morning I'm just like, I'm grateful because my partner gets up early and he makes me a coffee. Like, that is, I'm so grateful for that, because he's going out of his way to get up early to help make my day a little bit easier. You know, I'm grateful that I have an amazing job to go to that I am excited for. I'm excited for every day. Like, I'm so grateful for that I've got petrol in the car, that my car's working, that, you know, like, there are so many things. And I know these might seem really small and trivial, but can you imagine losing all of those? Like, I've been in situations where I've lost those things. My car hasn't worked, where I've had to live on a mattress on the floor of my sister's place. Like, I've had all of those things happen to me. So of course I'm grateful for, you know, like, all the support, everything in my life right now, even though I might be going through hard situations. What are you grateful for? So your task today can be just thinking about three small things and writing them down. The power of the pen is so, so powerful. You know, writing things down, getting it out of your brain and onto paper can make such a massive difference. So write down three things you're grateful for today and do it every day. You don't even, if you can't write it down, just think about it. And I know you'll be able to think of things. So looking for the opportunity. This is something I've learned in business, is that when negative things, you might perceive them as negative things. So when you perceive something as a negative, often it's an opportunity. For example, I have a client leave, or for example, I have a coach leave. Like, yes, this might be, you know, like, it makes me a little bit upset sometimes because I develop relationships with these people. However, at the end of the day, that's an opportunity, like, for a new person to come in for me to help. It opens the door for a new person that we might be able to, like, really, really help this person. So there's always an opportunity. Like, it opens the door for something better to come along. I truly believe that. And this has happened every time that something, like, I would perceive as negative, hashtag negative type, you know, happen. It's always actually an opportunity for something better to fall into place. And it's happened every time. Like, it's been 6 years of this happening and I still am like, oh, that makes me sad. I'm not going to have this relationship with this person. They're leaving, or that person's leaving, or this has happened. But really, at the end of the day, it's an opportunity. And if you reframe the way you think about things, God, it makes life so much easier. Like, so although it's a negative, for example, you might be applying for jobs at the moment. There's a job you really want. You don't get it. It's an opportunity because something better is going to come along. And I truly believe that. It happens for everything. Oh, you break up with your partner, like, opportunity for the right person to come into your life, you know, like, so powerful. Okay. Yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about, is that every experience is a lesson. Cultivating gratitude. First thing in the morning, three gratitudes. Because if you start writing down three gratitudes, I guarantee you'll fill up pages. I guarantee it. Opportunity, looking for the opportunity, looking for the lesson, the silver lining. Like, it's about reframing different things. So, and we've talked about number one, building resilience. Number two, mindset. Number three, I want to give you some strategies about things that you can do to calm both your mind and your body so that it doesn't feel so stressful, doesn't feel so chaotic, and you can create calm within yourself even when there's chaos all around you. All right, let's look at these parasympathetic activities. They are my favorite things to do. So first of all, parasympathetic nervous system is your rest and digest nervous system. We want to do more of this. Your sympathetic nervous system, is your fight or flight. And this is, in general, probably what like we're stuck in 95% of the time. Your fight or flight is you're on the freeway and, you know, there's been a crash and you're like stuck in traffic, fight or flight. You hear a loud noise, fight or flight. You have a coffee, fight or flight. You know, your boss is mean to you, fight or flight. Like someone, or you're looking on social media and you compare yourself to someone and it makes you feel like shit, fight or flight. Like, we are in a fight or flight. Like, oh, you do high intensity interval training, fight or flight. Like our cortisol levels are up to our eyeballs, like our stress hormones, and that is our sympathetic nervous system. So what we want to do to create calm is tap into our parasympathetic nervous system. And we can do this through the breath. So through breath work techniques, we can do this through meditation, through journaling, through grounding with nature, movement as medicine, however, doing it in a way that makes you feel really good, hugs, petting dogs or being around your pets, you know, and then on a lesser extent, like cutting out processed foods. So there are so many things that we can do to tap into our parasympathetic nervous system. Now, what I've started doing, I'm on day 6 of my meditation journey. One of my really good friends, Hannah Small, and I had a chat about, she's 1 year into her meditation journey. And look, I was doing it COVID 2020. And I remember how amazing it made me feel. And then life got hectic AF and I just stopped doing it. So now that life is a little bit hectic AF again, I've decided to do 10 minutes of meditation every day. And I'm 6 days in, and look, it helps with my anxiety so much. And when I talk about meditation, I just look up YouTube. I found a lady who I like listening to. It's a 10-minute guided meditation where all you do is lay there and listen to what she has to say for 10 minutes. It's actually been quite challenging. The first 5 minutes that I'm listening and taking deep breaths, I'm a bit like, oh, okay, like I just want this to be over. I've got stuff to do. And then I'm like, no, just keep taking your deep breaths. And then by the end of it, I'm like, oh, far out. I feel so good. So challenging, and 10 minutes is nothing. But that's something that I am trying out. I think as well, when people hear the word meditation, they think of monks meditating for hours and, you know, there's no sound and you've got to, you know, like that sounds boring as fuck to me. So I'm not into that, but guided meditations where you listen to what the person is saying and they might create a reality for you, you know, sitting on the beach, like sun in your face or like looking at a loved one, you know, that stuff is so nice. And it just like the deep breathing really helps your parasympathetic nervous system, your rest digest, to switch on. And it really does help, like it helps me deal with the stress of the day. So it's just helping, like small strategies to help myself cope better with these different stresses for the day. So I've also spoken about breath work, and with that, meditation and breath work for me is really linked. However, I do find that if I'm in traffic or even when I'm coaching a class, focusing on taking a few deep breaths really helps to calm me down as well. Journaling is so easy, and you don't even have to have anything to journal about. Literally just I'd start writing down what's in my mind, and it's so powerful because what we think and then putting it on paper, you can kind of rationalize and be like, hang on, that doesn't make sense. That's not going to happen, you know, like, because I'm such an overthinker. And then if I put it all onto, like, you know, on paper, I'm just like, oh, like, that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. It makes me feel calmer because now I'm just like, oh, it's just overthinking things. I was just in my own head. But if I write down those things, you know, it gives me an outlet. It's an outlet, and it just is really therapeutic. Other activities that we can just calm ourselves include, you know, spa, hot bath, shower, sauna, being in ocean, you know, nature is always going to help. So taking your shoes off and grounding your feet into the grass, into the sand at the beach, grounding is really, really powerful as well. So just connecting back with nature. Movement is medicine. So movement is medicine. It's doing things like, you know, yoga. Yoga might be a great way for you to connect to your breath and to calm your mind and your body. It's what works for you at the end of the day as well. Hugging someone, and not just hugging them for 2-3 seconds. It's like a 10 second hug. Like, that is what feels good. The endorphins that are released from hugging, they help to build connection. Like, we are pack animals and we need to feel connected to each other. So hugging each other is like, don't go and hug strangers. I'm not for that. Like, but you know, really properly hugging someone is going to make you both feel so connected. So hug a loved one, and not just for 2 seconds and one of those half-assed hugs, like really hug each other for 10 seconds. Like, pet a dog. That also releases endorphins, you know, and cutting out processed foods so you're not so like hypertense is also going to help if you want to do that as well. So look, ladies, I've given you a few strategies there to create calm within the chaos. So we've looked at building resilience by doing hard things, not easy things. Mindset, reframing things and looking at every experience as a lesson or an opportunity, and then doing things to calm down your mind and body, tapping into your parasympathetic your parasympathetic nervous system. So I hope you've learned something today. Please comment or let me know, get in touch with me, just so that I know that you've listened to this. And if you've liked anything I've said, if anything's resonated, or if you'd like me to talk about anything in the future, you can get in touch with me on Instagram at stronggirlsclub_Perth. You can even find me on my website, which is stronggirlsclub.com.au. All right. You have a great day and stay calm.